Greetings, salutations, welcome to the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, episode 20, powered by Cap'n, brought to you by the Diocese of Amarillo. My name is Chris Albrecht. I'm Director of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo. I edit the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, and we do a little radio show also called the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. We are so glad that you are here with us for our 20th podcast. Our guest will be joining us in just a couple of minutes, Carlos Cardenas. He is the keynote speaker for the 14th Red Mass that'll be taking place at St. Mary's Cathedral at 6:30 p.m. on Tuesday, October 21st. Go to the Mass. Carlos will speak after the Mass and then join us in the Monsignor Francis A. Smyer Activity Center in the reception room for one of the best spreads of food that you will find anywhere in the Diocese of Amarillo. That's always a nice draw, too, after a great Mass. We'll talk with Carlos here in just a couple of minutes about his career in the law profession. And once again, somebody else has been inspired by a 1950s, 60s television show, and I know you'll have heard this at least once before when that's coming up here in just a bit. Also, we'll get you up to date with all kinds of diocesan news. We got school fundraisers going on at St. Joseph's School here in Amarillo and St. Anthony's School in Hereford coming up later in October. But first, if you would assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray for religious liberty, something we should always look to strengthen in our church, our world, and in our society. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Almighty God, Father of all nations, for freedom you have set us free in Christ Jesus. We praise and bless you for the gift of religious liberty, the foundation of human rights, justice, and the common good. Grant to our leaders the wisdom to protect and promote our liberties. By your grace, may we have the courage to defend them for ourselves and for all those who live in this blessed land. We ask this through the intercession of Mary Immaculate, our patroness, and in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, with whom you live and reign, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. My dime's worth of opinions, not necessarily those of the Diocese of Amarillo, Cap'n, or the Office of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo. We've got some nice-looking crops going on in our part of the world, folks. Hopefully no hail, no high winds, no destructive winds will get them. So continue to pray for favorable weather for our farmers and ranchers as they get ready to begin harvest. We pray for a safe harvest, and we pray that their yields are the best ever until next year. And if there's a little bit of rain to be had, may that happen as well. Keep in prayer those in need of prayer. Well, we got a lot of people that are in need of prayer. The poor, the homeless, the unemployed, the sick, the dying, the lonely, the oppressed, the hungry, the thirsty, the discerning, the broken, the uncertain, the confused, the discerning, the disturbed. Also continue to pray for increased vocations to the priesthood and religious life. Please pray for our three great seminarians, Deacon Mauricio Valadez, who is celebrating a birthday here really soon. Also pray for Richard Escalante, Benjamin Sego. Find out more about vocations at amarillovocations.org. Amarillovocations.org is your one-stop shop online for anything that has to do with vocations in our diocese. Also continue to pray for the eight men in the permanent diaconate class of 2025. We're expected to have them ordained by the grace of God on Saturday, December 6th during a 10 a.m. Mass at St. Mary's Cathedral. We'll tell you much more about that as we draw ever, ever so closer. If you haven't already, we want to thank our healthcare workers and first responders. Thank you for all you do for us. Your efforts do not go unappreciated on this particular podcast. Keep up with all the diocesan news. AmarilloDiocese.org, WestTexasCatholic.org. There's more news under the West Texas Catholic News header on both of those sites. Like us on Facebook, Amarillo Diocese. Yeah, we try to post up there. Hopefully, we're going to get into a daily groove here real soon, but don't get too excited, okay? Next issue of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, will be dated Sunday, October the 19th. Your advertising deadline, Monday, October 6th, 5 p.m. If you've got news, photos, story ideas, need those by noon on Thursday, October 9th. Those are stone-cold lock deadlines there. Podcast, again, amarillodiocese.org/podcast, or better yet, stcapn.com, and bookmark that site, please. The email address, you have comments, suggestions, questions, moans, groans, etc., is stcapn@dioama.org, stcapn. @dioama.org. And our next podcast is coming up on Friday, October 10th, and we're working on a guest. We'll let you know more about that as we draw ever so closer. Our guest on the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, episode 20, powered by Cap'n and brought to you by the Diocese of Amarillo, is a man that you're going to see in person here in less than a month. He is Carlos Cardenas. He is from El Paso, and he will be the keynote speaker at the 14th annual Red Mass on Tuesday, October 21st. That Mass is at 6:30 p.m. at St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington here in Amarillo. Carlos will speak at the conclusion of Mass, and after Mass, go to the Monsignor Francis A. Smyer Activity Center, because, Carlos, I guarantee you, in all the things that you've ever attended, you're not going to find a spread of food or hospitality better than you will at the Monsignor Francis A. Smyer Activity Center after the Red Mass. I promise you that, sir.
That's great. I'm looking forward to it.
We're looking forward to having you here. Thank you for joining us on the podcast. If I were to approach you and say, how do you define Carlos Cardenas? What would your answer be to that question, sir?
How would I describe myself? Well, I'm a 70-year-old man. I've been a lawyer for 45 years, a trial lawyer. I've been blessed with wonderful parents who have now both deceased, and a lot of people in my life that have guided me and provided me a good path to follow. And so I'm here to try to, you know, do justice and serve all those that I can.
How did you get into the law profession? I mean, what led you to this vocation?
Well, I know some people may find this odd or perhaps even amusing, but, and maybe many of your listeners won't even know who I'm talking about, but when I was a very young man in elementary school, there was a television show by the name, it's called Perry Mason. And Perry Mason was a very good lawyer. And he was always getting the witness that was on the witness stand in front of the jury to admit to things that you never think they would. And so I said to myself, I want to be that lawyer. I want to be that person. And so I think I was in second grade when I remember seeing those episodes and wanting to be a Perry Mason.
You know, it's real funny that you bring up Perry Mason, because last year for the Red Mass, we had a gentleman named George R. Diaz Arestia, who was our keynote speaker last year. We posed the same question to him about a year ago in this very room, and that was the exact same answer he gave us. Seriously. So evidently, wow. Evidently, you guys owe the people that bought Perry Mason to life in the 50s and 60s some royalty checks or some like 1% of your settlements that you get, maybe.
Well, it was a very popular show, yes.
It was very popular. Can you take us a little bit inside your 45 years of being an attorney and some of the more interesting cases that you've encountered without saying names or mentioning anything that would be extenuating?
Sure. Well, the extent of my practice has been civil trial. I'm what I call a plaintiff's attorney. And what that means is that lawyers who are plaintiff's lawyers represent victims of negligence, of somebody else's negligence. And so we look at ourselves kind of as the David and Goliath, representing those who really can't afford justice, because what we would do or what we do as a plaintiff's attorneys in those cases, primarily personal injury, wrongful death cases, is we take on a case at a risk, because we won't charge the client unless there's a successful outcome at the end. So these are people who could not otherwise afford a lawyer, and we're able to take on their case. And so in that vein, I represented, I remember one case was a very young girl. She was about 3 years old, who had a heart condition, and she had to be sent to Dallas for an operation. And unfortunately, the doctors there were negligent and caused her to be paralyzed from the waist down for the rest of her life. And so those are the types of cases that, you know, we would take on, as well as what we call the wrongful death cases. So we would represent the usually the widows and orphans. And that happened on at least few occasions where I represented families whose husband or fathers were killed in an employment situation at work, which, of course, should never happen. So for those reasons, those are the cases that gave me the most satisfaction. Even though I can't bring their loved one back, you can set those children up for their education and their future, because they don't have their primary breadwinner around anymore. And so those are the types of cases that come to mind for me the most and gave me the most satisfaction.
Carlos Cardenas is our guest. You will see him in person, and we pray that you will make time to join us at 6:30 p.m. on Tuesday, October 21st, for the 14th Red Mass at St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington here in Amarillo. Carlos will give the keynote address following the conclusion of Mass. After Mass, a fantastic social hour going on in the Monsignor Francis H. Meyer Activity Center. You've been practicing law for 45 years. I take it the first time you tried your first case, you were probably nervous as a cat. Do you still get nervous before you begin a trial, or is all the preparation that you do for those trials take off a lot of those nerves and makes it easy for you just to walk into a courtroom and do what you have to do?
Even to this day, I get nervous, and I think that's a good thing, because if I ever walk into a courtroom where I'm not worried about what might happen or what I haven't thought about or what I haven't prepared for, then I know that's the time that I need to stop being a lawyer. So nervousness comes with the territory when you get in, but once you get started and you're speaking there in front of the jury, cross-examining witnesses, that all kind of goes away. But there's always jitters at every onset of a trial. And even at the end, when you, the final closing arguments, you want to make sure you say the right things to make sure that the jury understands your client's case.
You've been to a Red Mass, so it leads me to ask, how important is the Red Mass, not just to the judicial community and the legal community, but to ordinary citizens like myself?
Well, it's the opportunity for, as you say, persons that aren't lawyers, but even all lawyers of all denominations, not just Catholic lawyers, and that's, it would include judges, law school professors, law students, government officials, to come together in the idea being that we're asking the Holy Spirit to guide us and give us wisdom in what we do in our everyday lives to make sure that we do justice. So it's a reminder that we have to depend on God and the Holy Spirit to guide us. And it's just not our own talents, because that'll only get us so far. So we have to get back on track to doing what our faith asks and requires us to do.
And I'm glad those sirens that were buzzing by in the background weren't for you, sir.
I'm sorry about that, but no, they weren't.
Don't worry about it. Those things happen. It's called life, my friend. Can you give us a small preview of what you plan to speak about, or have you not gotten that far yet? We're still a couple of weeks away, but have you got an idea of what you'd like to talk about with the people here in the Diocese of Amarillo on Tuesday, October 21st, sir?
Well, I've had a lot of ideas coming through my head. I haven't formulated a final message or speech. I was asked that the topic be the intersection of faith and the law. And so I've been thinking about that. And one of the primary things that I've been looking at is the definition of justice, both in a secular definition as well as a faith-based definition, and how those are intertwined. So that's probably going to be what I'm going to be talking about, is what is justice and how do the two different perhaps definitions or approaches to justice come into play in our everyday lives as lawyers and judges and even other professionals.
Carlos Cardenas is our guest. He will be joining us on Tuesday, October 21st, 6:30 p.m., St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington, for the 14th Red Mass. Again, it begins at 6:30. If you are a member of the Judicial Committee or you're a judge, we would love to have you process in with Bishop Zurich and all the other celebrants. Come join us. Be there by 6:20 to get into that procession. You've been in the law practice for 45 years. I know you'd like to make it to 50. And we hope you make it to 50 and beyond, Carlos. But when it's all said and done and you finally decide, I've had enough, it's time to go to the beach, it's time to go to the golf course, or whatever you plan to do with the golden part of your life, how do you hope to be remembered in the legal community, sir?
I guess if I had to sum it up in a few words, you know, being a lawyer is, when one goes to law school, one picks that profession for many, there may be for many reasons, but one of those reasons is, you know, to make a living, obviously, and to be able to provide for your family and do those things in life that give you certain satisfaction monetarily. But I hope that I'm remembered more for making a difference in the lives of my clients and in other activities that I've been engaged in over the years with regard to the Texas State Bar Foundation and other entities. So hopefully that'll be remembered as not the lawyer that just was successful and made a living, but made a difference.
Did you ever once think, I wish I had gone into this as my specialty? Has that ever crossed your mind in 45 years of being a lawyer that you wished that maybe you'd gone into this specialty or that specialty?
No, I haven't. Actually, I think I love what I do as far as being a trial lawyer. I love being in the courtroom. I love, you know, speaking before juries, advocating for clients. So all in the other areas of law, you may be a transactional lawyer writing up contracts and things of that nature. That was never for me. I've enjoyed being a trial lawyer. So I don't think I'd do it any differently.
And how nervous would you have been if you had actually faced off against Perry Mason in a courtroom?
I would have been excited and nervous both. I think that would have been once in a lifetime opportunity.
Yeah, I think it would have been too. Carlos Cardenas is our guest on the West Texas Catholic, the podcast episode 20, powered by CAP and brought to you by the Diocese of Amarillo. Carlos, so the last word belongs to you, sir.
Well, no, just thank you very much for having me here on your podcast. And I thank the community for inviting me to speak on October 21st. I'm very humbled by that. I would be the last person I would pick to do that, to be quite honest with you. But I feel that there's some reason that Audie asked me to do this, and I think it's all God's will. So that's why I said yes, and I'm looking forward to meeting everybody in Amarillo.
Hope you will make plans to join us at the Red Mass, the 14th Red Mass on Tuesday, October 21st. Begins at 6:30 p.m., St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington, Amarillo. And by the way, I think it should go without saying, wear something red that evening. It is a Red Mass. Plaid probably won't cut it, okay? Let's talk about some diocesan news items, and I'm really excited about this, and I think a lot of people are also sharing in that excitement. We've got a new program Monday mornings at 7 o'clock here on CAPN. We invite you, if you haven't already, to join us for Spiritual Arms, 5 minutes for the battle. Kick off the work week with 5 minutes of faith hosted by the great Joshua Correa of St. Mary's Cathedral here in Amarillo. You can find it where you found this, stcapn.com. Bookmark it, save the website, stcapn.com. Let's talk Perpetual Adoration at St. Thomas the Apostle Church. They need some folks to participate in the parish's Perpetual Adoration ministry there. They've been doing this for about 20 years, according to Simon Wright, who serves as Adoration Coordinator. We probably ought to try to get him here on the podcast soon, too. And he's inviting everyone to be a part of this ministry. As he puts it, I'm quoting him because these are really strong quotes. Adoration is a sign of devotion and worship of Jesus Christ, who is present in body, blood, soul, and divinity under the appearance of the sacramental bread. Adoration offers many spiritual benefits. It gives us a chance to be still and listen to God. In the quiet, we can hear his voice better. Our Eucharistic Lord Jesus is available all the time, day and night, for anyone to come to him, to praise him, to pour out one's heart to him, to ask for inspiration, to be consoled and comforted in afflictions, to express sorrow for sin, to ask favors, to ask guidance, to get encouragement, to receive strength, to give thanks, and to be healed of spiritual and physical infirmities, end of quote. They are in particular need of hourly adorers and substitutes available for late night and early morning hours. We're talking like midnight to 6 a.m. If you're interested, give Simon Wright a call, 806-570-9776. In other diocesan news, volunteers are still needed at BSA Hospital as communion ministers. It's a commitment that doesn't really require a lot of time, according to Elma Fletcher, and training will be provided. Give Elma a call, 806-206-4496. Let's talk Fall Carnival. St. Joseph's School, sponsored by the Parents Teachers Parishioners Association, the PTPA, and brought to you by Champion Feeders LLC. It's Saturday, October 11th, noon to 7 p.m. on the school grounds at 4118 South Bonham. Carnival featuring great food, beverages, games for all ages, including a bounce house, pumpkin decorating, and a costume contest, live and silent auctions. And here's the big tradition about the St. Joseph School Carnival. It's the annual beef raffle. This is the 19th annual beef raffle. The top prize, a whole side of beef, and to store that beef, a deep freezer. Second prize, a Blackstone 36-inch culinary omnivore griddle. Omnivore, I've never heard that term before. And third prize, a $500 Amarillo National Bank A&B gift card. Tickets for that raffle, $25 a pop. You can get those in the school office during regular business hours at 4118 South Bonham. You can also get them from any St. Joseph School family, online on the school's website, stjosephamarillo.com, on their Facebook page, St. Joseph Catholic Elementary School. By the way, when you go to the school's website, you can make a donation to be a sponsor online, and especially we encourage you supporters and alumni to do just that. Proceeds from this year's carnival go toward new playground equipment, according to Angela Seidenberger, the school principal. Need to know more? St. Joseph's School, 806-359-1604, 806-359-1604. In Hereford, St. Anthony School hosting a Viva Las Vegas, well, thank you very much, casino night fundraiser Saturday, October 18th in the school gym at 120 West Park Avenue in Hereford. The evening's menu featuring prime ribs, salad, potatoes, vegetables, dessert, and water or margaritas. The men's group at St. Thomas the Apostle Church will operate gaming tables. There will be music provided by a mobile DJ. A drive-thru window in between the school buildings open from 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. Tickets are $50 per plate. A gold dine-in package also available for the evening. Dining opening at 7:15. Tables are $1,250 a pop. Each table seats up to 8. The package includes the meal, a bottle of whiskey, a bottle of wine, keg beer, access to the dessert bar, which I think will be needed, Calcutta entries, and gambling funds. 20 tables are available. Get yours reserved today, 806-364-1952. And one final note of interest, the faith community at St. Martin de Porres Church here in Amarillo with their annual chicken dinner Sunday, October 19th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the parish hall. That's at the corner of Northwest 16th and Adams. Adult meal tickets, $15 each. Children 12 and under get in for $5. It's fried chicken with all the trimmings. And during the dinner, there's going to be a raffle. The tickets are $5 each. Couple of great prizes up for grabs there. If you need to know more, Robin Woolsey has all the details. 806-672-7211. And that just about puts a wrap on the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, episode 20, powered by Kappen and brought to you by the Diocese of Amarillo. If you have comments, suggestions, maybe you'd like to help underwrite the cost of Kappen, or maybe you're interested in advertising and sponsoring this program, we'd love to hear from you. The email address, spelling it out, stcapn@dioama.org. One more time, stcapn@dioama.org. And don't forget to fill out the form at stcapn.com. We really do want to hear from you. We really want to make this podcast and our podcast network even better, and we can with your help. Have yourself a great week. Remember, abortion is not and never will be healthcare. Viva Cristo Rey.